I said, let's see if I can call Gerard in. Oh, there you go.
All right. Bonus episode of Ran to Tell That Podcast. I'm Gerard.
I'm G-Man.
Dale.
JP.
You know who it is. Artificial Stud Muffin.
Artificial Stud Muffin. All right now.
Why do Roe do the things that he do? Okay.
You know I put that in my girl phone, right?
I'm pretty sure you probably did.
She didn't know I did it until I called her. And she was like, I can't believe you did that. I said, you want me to change it? She said, no. She said, I like it. So I know you do. Nasty.
Well, tonight, the second episode, you know, just a casual conversation, you know what I'm saying? For the people that's on stereo, anybody come through, you know what I'm saying? Come share your thoughts and stuff like that. So I want to lead off with something real quick that I put in the group chat the other day. So how do y'all feel about South Korea paying $38,000 for you to come there and get married? Because they have a low birth rate. Low birth rate.
Hey, I
think I need to put that work in.
Hey, and my wife would let me. I can help them on that birth rate.
I feel like,
I mean, no, because this is what the 38 would cost for the 38,000. You go there, you're gonna have to date her, and then you marry her, and then with the hopes of having kids. But I feel like let's just eliminate the married part, and you give me 38,000. I put that work in.
I know that's right, Gerard. Hey, Gerard.
So do they have a time limit on when you got to get her knocked up?
No, it's just that they said with the hopes of it, because like I said, they said they right now they're at the lowest they've ever been as far as like the birth rate.
Hey, my brothers, I have been stationed in South Korea, and I'm married now, so I can't say what I want to say, but I think I will. Hey, I love Korean women, I love Filipino women, I love women. But I love my baby, which is my wife. Hey, they ain't got to give me, if I was a single man, they wouldn't have to give me $38,000 to go to South Korea. But hey, I think, hey, Gerard, you don't need $38,000 to go there if that's what they need. They wouldn't have to pay me $30,000 if I was a single man. I'd be glad to oblige them in that offer.
Now, they got to pay me. You know what I'm saying? They got to pay me.
Gerard, I understand, Gerard. You're a player, though. That's the difference between an old country boy like me and a player.
Yeah.
You and a pimp.
Pimp requires cash. It gotta be some financial transaction with a pimp. You know, you gotta.
So we understand, Gerard.
I came to this conclusion. You know what I'm saying? I'm 48, and I'm tired of giving it away for free. So pay me for it.
Hey, Gerard, and guess what? I say it all the time. Men, you know, women have all of these years. Hey, yeah, I don't mind making folks mad. Women think they're the prize. But women are not the prize, my brother. We're the prize. Men are the prize. And you ask me 10 years from now, 20 years from now, I'm going to believe the same thing. So, yeah, us being the prize, you're right. There's great value in you, and so you shouldn't be giving away for free. We are the prize, my brothers.
Yeah.
You know what they say? What the little girls made of? Sugar and spice and everything nice. Oh, no. Well, do y'all remember? What the little boys made of? Spiders and snails and turtle dove tails. Hell no. We're the prize. Dale, I'm the prize. You the prize. G-Man, you the prize.
That's right.
Road Dogg, you the prize. Gerard, you the prize. Don't let nobody fool you. So
my question is, any of y'all, if y'all were single, would y'all do that?
In a minute. I go to South Korea. I love South Korea. Busan. I spent time in Busan. I go back down to Busan.
I spent time in Pootie
Tang. Pootie Tang.
The boys didn't spend time in Busan, but they say spent time in Pootie Tang. Hey, so hey, I would go back, and I believe they'll go to Pootie Tang in a minute. Oh, we'll help them out. as single man. Dale, any thoughts on that?
Again, like I said, I'd probably make that trip myself.
Yes, sir.
The booty thing?
I used to love them little, hey. Man, I get to think about them little Korean, South Korean women. I get them slobbering. Man. So I better be careful. I better not say too much.
Start drooling.
I start drooling, bro, like old Saint Bernard.
And you got to remember, it don't take much.
You can
have a 3-inch and they
love you long time.
Yeah, love you long time. Hey, so yeah, my brothers. Hey, I think that will be a good deal for me. And here's what people miss. They are friendly. The South Korean women, like most Asian women, are friendly, feminine, and friendly. Mm-hmm. Which is what you don't see anymore. You know, here in the West, you got a bunch of masculine I don't care, female. You got a bunch of masculine, disrespectful, angry females. Give me a feminine, friendly, respectful female any day, I'll take
her. Yeah.
My baby is feminine, friendly, respectful. Hey, that's why I'm married to her. If she wasn't, I wouldn't be married to her.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm sitting there thinking, I feel like a couple of them ladies gonna get got.
It's gonna be
some dudes going over there with some low sperm count. They got some low sperm count going on. Yeah.
Bro, I hear you, Road Dog.
It's gonna take 6 years. They're gonna be like, yo, I don't know what's going on. I got 2 kids in the States. I don't know what happened.
Cold, refrigerator.
Hey, Road Dog.
Yeah.
A couple of them would get got. A hit would be more than a couple of them if it was left at me and I was a single man. Mm-hmm. And if I could get you an old Playboy Gerard with me, it would be more than a couple.
Hey,
we'll do some serious damage in South Korea. Ain't that right, Gerard?
Oh yeah, I already got my tickets. I'm going.
I know that right. But yeah, fellas, hey, I've been in Japan, Philippines, South Korea, Puerto Rico, some other place, and those women are just different. And us here in the U.S., women think they want what men, they think they know what men want. We know what they want, but they don't know what we want. We want feminine women. We want friendly women. We want respectful women. And we don't want women that act like men. Hell no. Hey, like I don't want to go home to a dude. G-Man. G-Man can't talk right. Dale, do you want to go home to a dude?
Hell no.
All right. No. G-Man, do you want to go home to a dude? Women that act like men.
No.
We ain't going to tolerate it. And I know the doggone Playboy Gerard ain't going to do it. And the low dog, Road Dog ain't going to do it.
Let me tell you something. Going home to a dude.
Yeah, we ain't going home to no dude, but a lot of women in the West act like dudes now.
Let me tell you, you know the saddest part about it is that some people, and I hate to sound like this, some people...
No, you don't. Some people sound like that.
Well, some people need leadership.
Yeah.
Some people, I mean, so if you think about it, like in a relationship and all that stuff like that.
All women need leadership.
You think most ladies ask you the question, like, what do you think I should do? They already know what they're going to do, but they ask you to confirm.
Women's got to be led. They may not agree with me on it. If you don't lead them, they consider you weak.
Man, every time I look at you, I see that thing in your head. Take that thing
off. I ain't taking that off.
Take it off.
Hey, my brother. You see how his joke would be? I can't have my hat longer than
this. No, let me tell you.
I can't have my hat longer than this old bald head.
Me and you switch.
He bald head. You just
look over there and be like,
man, leave me alone. I ain't messing with you. I love you, G-Man.
Okay.
I felt like I told you, G-Man bald head. So I got a little hat on my head.
You got too much hair on your head.
I ain't cutting no time zone, G-Man. Yeah. G-Man, you know what I told you, church.
I want you guys to consider a topic maybe down the road. You know, can men love men and be comfortable with it?
Hey, I love. Hey,
that's deep.
That's a good topic. Hey, that's fellas, deep. Hey, I love y'all, and I love you guys, and I'm comfortable with it. Hey, I was at work one time. This ain't no lie, fellas. About 5 or 6 years ago, when I was at another job, and me and a fella clocked out together, and I gave him the dap, and I gave him the old dap that us men do, and I told him I loved him. And man, it was about 3 women at the time clocked. And they say, what did you just say?
Uh-huh.
I say, I told him I loved him. And yeah. He told me he loved me.
Yeah.
And it messed them up. So, yeah. Hey, Dale got a good time.
Just a thought.
But guess what? It's just easy for us men. We've learned. We're not the old school like our fathers. We've learned that, hey, we can love each other. We're not in love with each other, but we love each other. And we don't mind telling each other. We tell each other we love us. Love all the time, but Dale, that's a good topic.
Just being comfortable.
Dale, everybody can't do it, Dale.
No,
Dale, you know, there's generations, man. My father, he was a tough man. He eventually, when he got older, he'd tell me, "Son, I love you."
Mm-hmm.
But it took him 30 years,
30 years or more.
Well, you know what's so funny about the word love is that a lot of people, if you don't grow up in a house that you hear your
say
mom
that.
And
that,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Say that.
Yeah,
that's right. He won't
come out.
He ain't
gonna come out. G-Man, you know that's
exactly. I mean, but if you live in a house that you hear them say, "I love you," and they tell you love
them,
then all of a sudden when you get in, look, I'll tell you this: every morning,
say G-Man.
Every afternoon, like when my boys come
black
home,
man,
I say that.
Yes,
that.
Sir.
When they call me and say I'm on my way home, and it's at the end of the conversation, Dad, I love you.
Yes,
I love you too.
Yes,
bro.
Yes,
sir.
Yes.
What
I'm gonna tell you, a man that will not cry is a scary man.
Yes, sir.
A man that don't have enough self confidence to tell another man, especially if it's true, that you love him, that's an issue.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to be comfortable with who you are and what you are to be able to tell another man that you love him.
Yes, sir.
Especially, and I'm not picking on you, but you got sons.
Yeah.
You know, you got strong. Mighty big sons, and you got a daughter. And I'm gonna tell you, if you don't tell your daughter you love her, something wrong with that.
Because
she'll fall for anything. If my dad don't love me, I'm gonna find it someplace else.
You and I knowing him like we do, I guarantee you, she had a head 100,000 times.
Well, you know, and you know the saddest part about it too.
Just like your daughter, and my daughter. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I mean,
100,000 times.
You know, and people need to hear that.
They do.
So
it's an easy
thing.
Yeah, it's one of them things like life, man. Life is supposed to, it don't supposed to be hard.
No.
It don't supposed to be.
It gets hard, G-Man. Sometimes we make it hard. But we got to make the best.
But you know what? Our decision is our downfall in life.
Yeah.
Every single day, and a lot of people don't understand that. Okay, so like they're like, man, no, my decision, I'm always right. Man,
no,
trust me,
always right.
Trust me, believe me. The reason why you wrong is because of certain situations. Look how many times people like be in relationship.
Yeah.
Like sometimes
with the wrong person.
Yeah. It's the wrong person that make you in a relationship.
With the wrong person. Yeah.
You know what I mean? We could be we could be the best, but then we end up with the
bad
apple.
Yeah.
The bad apple, the bad fruit, or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. I ended up with the bad fruit a few times, but
you've been a bad fruit when you what
Okinawa. Yeah. You may have been make me say it thinking about it.
Look, I'll tell you this. That night when me, you, and Road Dogg was here. And you were talking about, man, when he was talking about it,
I got some.
Mad Joker took off his shirt when he was going home. Mad Joker was like a cowboy.
What I did, I took his shirt off. Hey, Rodo, don't like, remember that. Hey, Rodo, I'll remember that. And let me tell you about Okinawa. Hey,
no, tell us the story. I hate to pitch you on it.
I ain't no be but a man.
But the problem. That's what she said. Yeah, she's been right. Someplace you had no cause being.
Oh, G-Man, I can't take that.
Okay, well, that's a funny story. That's a story for yourself. Hey, you can't.
My fellas, I can't tell my wife, my wife may hear
that. But hey, you
then. I was in the blue light district, though. Hey, blue light district where you pay for it.
But yeah, but if you think about all kind of stuff like right now, this year is the most important year in some young people's life.
Yeah,
people that, like my son, never ever voted before. Mm-hmm. So this is an opportunity for them to vote and to make their. And a lot of people say, "Man, your voice might not. Man, your voice because you voted. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You voted
for the next.
It matters.
You know how many people had to die for you to vote?
That's right. The black people.
You know, for and again,
let's
like
just
I said,
say it like it is.
And I want people to be mindful.
Civil rights.
We just got the right to vote in the 60s.
And they're trying to take that too.
We just got an opportunity since the 60s now. 1776, damn it.
Yes.
You just got the right to vote in 1960.
Yes.
So that's big.
So vote.
That's big. Yeah, you go out and get some.
But I'm telling y'all, as my friends, my brothers, I do not like the situation we're in. Now, here's what bothers me, y'all, we all know Trump. We've had Trump for 4 years.
Hey, don't do that.
President Trump.
Don't disrespect him.
I ain't got to disrespect
him. You disrespect him.
Hey, I ain't got to disrespect him. But now I'm going to tell you this right here.
He's true to his word.
He's going to make America great.
He's going to make us.
He's going to make America great.
I ain't trying to sway no votes. But now, here's what I hate, too. On the Democratic side, here's what I hate. I can't stand when they give women, they talk about women have the right to choose when it comes to birth. And I know this is a touchy situation.
That's right.
But what about us men? If I got if I got my wife pregnant, that's my child and her, too. How in the hell she got a right by herself to make a decision about my child? But yet, I voted for President Obama. I voted, and I heard President Obama doing the Democratic
National Convention.
Thank you, brother. I couldn't remember the other two words. But he even talked about women having a right to choose. No, what about that man in that situation? So this is the issue I have with Democrats. They act like us men are invisible. And I'm telling you, fellas, I get highly upset about that. What about us? And then, so someone responds, Steve Harvey say a woman should bring nothing to the table. She is the table. She can make a you. And I responded to that. She can't make a me without me. And then I went on and went to the scripture on it, my brothers. God said that Abraham begot Isaac.
That's right.
Isaac begot Jacob. He didn't say Sarah begot Isaac. And am I right, bro?
That's true. Yeah.
And that lets you know that what the male contributes to that birth is important.
That's right.
So this is the issue I have with the Democrats as far as that right for women to choose.
Yes.
Oh yeah, I got a serious problem with it.
But you know, the saddest part about it is that both parties got issues.
They do.
You know what I'm saying? Both parties got issues. But if I think about, and I'm just seeing this now, so I don't need nobody to knock me.
Knock them, y'all. Knock them.
But the thing about it is that the Republican is basically by the book of the Bible. By the Bible. What they try to do is that if you think about it,
that's why they call them the far right.
That's right. But what they try to do is that. They try to get us on the, like, hey, this is what the Bible says, you know what I mean? But the Democrat want this.
That's why they call them liberals.
Yeah,
because
they're
liberal.
That's right.
And everything. And I've voted Democratic most of my life, but I'm telling
you. if I'm a Republican, how can you guys persuade me to vote Democrat today?
I ain't trying to persuade you to vote Democrat.
I would, what I would do is ask that you to read, to study, to research, to look into what the Republican Party is offering you, look what the Democratic Party is offering you. I'm at the end of the day, I want somebody to tell me how they're going to make my life better at the end of the day. I want somebody to tell me how we're going to keep these damn gas prices below $3 at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to tell me that I, as I consider retirement, you know, that there's going to be some money there for me once I retire.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't give a damn if you're Republican or Democrat.
Yeah.
If you're going to tell me what I need to hear and stand up with it, hell, I'm a card-toting Democrat.
Yeah.
But again, if Republicans sell me, I'm bought.
So for me, like, what sells me
I
on the
a whole bunch of folks mad.
No, I hate to tell these people, man. But what made me be the Republican that I am
cheap.
Is that, you know, I did vote for Barack Obama.
I did too. Without hesitation. And he done a great job.
I did vote for him the second year, but I definitely on the Hillary and Trump thing, and I'm being dare serious, I voted for Trump. The only reason why I voted for Trump, and I got to tell people this, is because, man, Washington has been a disaster. I wanted to actually say, hey, man,
you got to stir some things up.
You got to run it as a business. And you got to run it like a business. Our governor is a business.
So when I voted for him and all that stuff like that, I voted for him for, and I have to say, hey, what, the Trump did this, the Trump do this, and listen to this, and all this stuff. I voted for him for that. The fact of the matter of that.
You voted not for his personal, but for
now,
his business sense.
So now looking back at it, my decision was, did I do it the right way?
Uh-huh.
Well, I did it on based on feelings.
Uh-huh.
I didn't did anything because I prayed about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I did it based on feelings. So my feelings had me the voter. Now, Hillary, she did win the popular, but she didn't win the electoral.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing that happened to Al Gore when all this stuff.
So he lost the Bush.
Now, this year,
you got to win the electoral.
I need to see more from Harris. Because the only reason why I say I need to see more from her, it's good to talk the talk.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But.
Because we can walk the walk. Think about it now. Even though she was the lieutenant, what do you call it, battalion, the second top thing,
in the military. That would be the lieutenant general.
She was the lieutenant general. So you can't tell me that she didn't tell Biden, like, hey, man,
this is that.
You need to do this and all that stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
They take consultation from that vice president.
Like somebody said the other day.
Vice president.
Yeah.
I give him my advice.
He's still their boss. Mm,
yep.
So he's somebody's boss. And somebody said the other day.
She said yes, sir, to him.
Somebody said, so why would we want 4 more years of Trump when he didn't do anything that he said he
was going to do? I can't say he didn't do it. Great. That's what they say.
Well, let me give you facts of the matter.
Give me some facts.
Facts of the matter is that what Trump did is that Trump actually had a bunch of judges that when Obama was president that they denied in the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
So they denied a bunch of judges, but when Trump came in, the Senate, different Republican judges.
We say judge was what, Supreme Court?
No, not Supreme Court.
Okay.
Appeal judge. Appeal judge is one of them judges that you can't. They got it for lifetime.
Yeah,
just like
and
the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
So it was like, they did Barack kind of bad.
They
had an opportunity to have 200 or something judges that was on Trump.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Which now we can see why. Because then, you know, if you look at it, there's some stuff that he can get away with that nobody else can get away with. And look, if he talking facts, that's my opinion, you know what I mean? Again, but if he ain't talking facts and all this stuff like that, I won't be able to vote for him.
I got it.
Big shout out to the room and salute to the all-star panel. Gerard, G-Man, Ro. What's going on? I'm We're gonna sit down over here.
I ain't gonna have that beat. Feel like,
yeah, I know.
You gotta have a stash, one of them thick 70 stashes with some aviator shades.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a and brown.
And I feel like at some point you gotta have a stash of smack just right beside you. I don't know why. I don't know why.
So, it's all about them party favors.
That's what I'm saying.
I hear you, fellas. So, but I'm gonna tell you this, G-Man, Carlos is gonna be quiet. And I ain't letting neither one of them be quiet. I will say this. Trump talked about
and Trump. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay.
But I think for some reason, you have to ask yourself, in this election, what's the worst of two evils?
Mm-hmm.
And my mind said, that's it, y'all. Dale, I don't know how you feel about it. And you have to ask yourself, what's the better choice of two candidates? And at this point, I really don't know. But I know that, you know, people can beat President Obama down all they want. But y'all remember when he took over the economy, we was facing the worst recession since the Great Depression. And he had intentions, but it's, you can't do it so much when your arm is twisted behind your back. And I think he done a great job with what he had in front of him.
Yeah.
We know we had President Trump for 4 years. I'll say this right here. In the 4 years he was in, my investments were sky high. Gasoline prices were cheap. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to tell you, fellas. Mm-hmm. I wasn't hurting at all. And I'm not even in the same tax bracket as some of these six-figure, seven-figure guys. But I wasn't hurting during the Trump administration. And so, I could tell the difference. I was doing quite well, as a matter of fact. And so that let me know that he done some things right. But I guess with Trump, you got to kind of watch. Don't listen what he say, kind of watch his action. But now, I don't know what to say because we know the vice president, Harris, she has never been president. Some say, well, give her the benefit of the doubt. But I don't mind telling you, I'm not voting for anybody. I'm a black man. We're all black men. And if you look at Pat Dog, you know, JP is black man. I'm not voting for anyone just because he's the same color I am. The guys have already mentioned, you got to vote. You got to look at what's best that's going to serve. As Dale said, who's going to benefit the nation? He didn't say it in that way, but that's what he was saying. Who's going to benefit me? Who's going to benefit the population? Who's going to make the best decision? That's what him and G-Man were saying.
Mm-hmm.
And so right now, I tell you the truth, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know what? And the saddest part about it, a lot of people sit there and say, look, let Tuesday be the debate and all this stuff like that. But honestly, to tell you the truth, we don't know who we get.
No.
You know what I'm saying? We don't know. I mean, we already got like half. It's like from what I read, it's 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
Like half of the nation this way, half of the nation that way, and all the stuff like that. But at the end of the day, a lot of these candidates can sit there and say what they can do, but they got to remember that they have to have the Congress and the Senate behind them.
Yes,
nothing can be passed without the Congress and the Senate behind them. You know what I'm saying?
And G-Man, you got to remember, G-Man, you forget something. The judicial system, the Supreme Court. Y'all remember what you, Dad, and myself were taught. Now, if we think he's got all of them under his control, that's one thing. But there's a balance of powers. We was taught that you have the electoral branch, you have the executive branch, and you have the judicial branch.
We were taught that in
school. And there's
a
balance of powers.
That's right.
And we've seen during President Trump's administration where he got out of hand. And the judicial branch told him, no, that is unconstitutional. And they stopped him from doing a lot of things he would have done. So there's that balance of powers. Mm-hmm. They did.
They tried.
They stopped
my man sat up there on that stage.
He wasn't going to leave.
Think about it. My man stand up on that stage and he said that it was a Chinese virus. That's what my man said.
Sat there and he said that next question. Remember that Chinese lady tried to ask him a question?
Yeah.
And he said, next question. And she said, Mr. President, I'm next in line. She said, next question. He said, where you from?
Hey.
That's my guy right there. He called it for what it is.
Hey, the Chinese didn't like it either. He called it a Chinese virus. And COVID did come from what all the
research. Did you drink some bleach when he said that on the TV thing?
No.
Remember he said, whatever.
My brothers don't even like smell bleach. You know damn well I ain't drank no bleach.
Oh yeah.
But on a serious note, that everybody just need to actually, like Dale said earlier, like study.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Study and all that stuff like that. You know, we know that. Like, okay, so perfect example. Somebody was saying that. How you know? I mean, she never did nothing before. But we know that
Who ain't never did nothing before?
Harris.
Yes, she did. She dated Montel Williams. She had to have done something.
Marine, too, wasn't
it? Yeah, and yes, sir. Hey, and I was a Marine, my brother, and we wasn't no good boys.
I hear you.
I'm going to say this, when the boys from 42 come out, the mother take the daughters in before we come out. Hey, so no. Go ahead.
No, they were just saying that you just gotta watch the record of each person. But
you do.
At the end of the day, like, if you think about your first job, somebody was saying that about you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you have to get the opportunity.
Opportunity and experience. Yeah. Yep.
So, like, with her, she got to get the opportunity.
And the experience.
With him, he already had the opportunity.
And the experience.
And experience. So, how would we know? We can't fault her and say,
no.
And that's I'm on the fence this time. I'm on the fence. I got you on the fence.
I think a lot of us is on the fence, my brother. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think a lot of us on the fence.
I'm on the fence.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Hey, we got another message. All
right.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all know we ain't talking about this stuff. You ain't got but one message.
I got a big shipment in the trunk. Let's talk.
I told you.
See, I'm good. You're talking about that. Talking about that smack.
You know what I'm saying? That's Mac. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hang on, I still don't know who I'm voting for yet. I know it won't be neither one of them two, though. God, that doesn't sound like everybody fell asleep over there.
We good.
Oh. Yeah.
G-Man.
Man,
you gotta get back to being
silly. We ain't got but one call. But
yeah,
shoot. We want to appreciate everyone that's listening. Like I said, this is a bonus show. We did a show earlier, so this is just a bonus show. Because we didn't get to do one last week. So we appreciate y'all stopping through.
Hey, I miss you guys when I'm not here.
Yeah.
I miss the Playboy Gerard and the Road Dog. Hey, I miss you guys. G-Man and Dale. So I'm glad to be back as Christian folks say, because we are Christians. It's hard to tell sometimes, but I'm glad to be back in the knowledge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, guys, you know, this podcast stuff is very, very new to me, but I thank you guys for ushering me into it. And then, like I said, it's fun. I've enjoyed the company. I enjoy you guys and the few listeners. We appreciate them. So, but like I said, it's been good. It's been good.
Hey, and my boys, I'm telling you right now, hey, I am 58. And I used to always.
Dang, son, you old as a bitch.
Yes, I am. I feel like a bitch.
Wow.
Hey,
that was aggressive.
Wow.
Hey,
there it was.
That's all right, fella,
man, brother. I love you, man.
Hey, he loves me. I feel like a bitch. Hey,
wow.
But anyway, at 58, I'm telling you, South Korea, them young women make you feel like a 18-year-old. Hey,
right.
Not 30, not 40, but 18.
Yeah.
They will. Hey.
That's their profession. That's
yes, sir.
They get paid for that.
I'm telling you. So, you know, we got this movement called the Passport Brothers. I don't know if G-Man and Dale are familiar with that, where Americans are not choosing to go overseas and marry women. Because they say, hard-headed women here in the United States.
So can you imagine going to, what's the name of that? Sosa? You ever heard of that?
Sosa, what is that?
So, that's in, Brazil? That's in Colombia.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm familiar
but
with
can you imagine just like, I mean, like, a friend of mine, his cousin went to Sosa, and he got his wife there. She's a Dominican lady. And look, when I say that,
she a wet on hand and feet.
She cooked, she worked, she cleaned, she she got
American women say, I ain't clean, I ain't cooking, I ain't washing, I ain't doing this, I ain't doing that. And then they say, they want the American man to be traditional.
Yeah.
They want him to do everything. You the man, ain't you supposed to do this and you supposed to do that? But I've seen 1,000 YouTube videos where American women are bragging about what they won't do for their man. Hell, I'm surprised they even have sex with him. So that's what causes passport movement.
Yeah.
And so,
passport movement.
Oh, yeah. And so,
The only thing with that is they tell you, like, you get the positive, but you don't get the negative. A lot of them dudes went over there, and it was a trap. Some of them, it was a trap. Some of these dudes, they done quit their jobs trying to go over there. And then now they trying to call family and friends to try to come back. So if you want to look at the positive of it, there's just as much negative with it also than it is positive. Because just like a lot of people don't talk about those videos where these dudes went there and went over to these other countries trying to get a wife and then get over there, and it's a whole trap. It's a whole trap.
We hear you.
That's case you might as well stayed here and did Tinder and swiped right or left here. Same thing.
Wasn't the guy that just went over there not that long ago, was about a month ago, that ended up dying over there? They were saying that it was.
Oh, I don't know about that one.
Hey,
there's
a difference between going over there looking for a serious relationship and going over there to trick. And y'all know what I mean when I say going over there to trick. Going over to trick means going over there trying to buy something. That's prostitution. And so, it puts you in danger. And so, but yeah,
the ones that I seen, they were passport bros that went over there. And they went over there too. They had been like talking to these women across, you know, over there, and with the hopes of bringing them back. And when they got over there, it's a whole trap.
Gotcha. Hey, I've been there. I've been there, and a lot of your overseas women are still traditional in their belief. Mm-hmm. They believe in serving their husband. They believe in being respectful. They are feminine. They are friendly. They believe in family, and they believe in raising children, and they believe in honoring that husband. And so that's important. And so, Gerard, that's a good point you're making. And that's what a lot of men are attracted to. And I've seen that when I was stationed, as G-Man said, in the Okinawa, Japan, when I was stationed in the Philippines, I've seen it. And this was many years ago. They were just different women. As a matter of fact, the Japanese females begged me to stay in Japan. Filipino females begged me to stay in the Philippines. I was like, no, I got to get back to my own country. The Korean girls from South Korea, Busan, asked me to stay in Korea. I'm like, no, I want to stay in Korea. I like America. But they were a different women. They are brought up like black women used to be brought up, to be feminine, friendly, submissive to their husbands. And some say submissive, you know, in this country now. Oh boy, we getting on the subject. American women want to compare submissiveness to slavery. But submissive, the Bible says, wives, submit yourself
to your husband.
Say it again, G-Man, to your own husband. And so that's an important thing of making a marriage work. I always say these American women have gotten so above themselves, talking about they need a man that need to be 6 feet tall. He's got to make 6 figures when most of them on food stamps. Oh, did I say that? You know, the ones I'm talking about, it's amazing the ones that are make all these demands on a black man, and they're not even want him to make 6 figures, and Pookie and Ray Ray that they've been with ain't never made it. Ain't never made 6 figures. And so, the boys talking, they distracted me. God, dog, man, don't be talking about, these boys talking about some cigars, and they got me all that stuff. Got me being nosy. Anyway, yeah, I'm sorry, fellas. Hold on, I got to come back. What you want? There, what do you want?
Good, man. No, we good. We was just chatting, listening to you.
Mm-hmm. Y'all, man.
What you said made sense.
Hey, and so
and we understand that you're passionate. Oh my goodness,
who been shot?
Who shot JR? Remember that?
Oh, yeah. But anyway, my brothers, so, you know, women don't want to hear that in this country. And so they was kicking against the passport, brother. There's a difference between going out the country to find a wife and going out the country to trick. Y'all know what I mean, fella. I say the trick.
Yeah.
You're going to get your life in it short. You're going out here to trick. You're going to get trapped. But I've talked, believe it or not, over the last summer, I went to Rock Hill and spent time with a friend of mine who's married to a Filipino. And not only him, they had socialized together. And I had a good time. All the guys were married to Filipino women they had brought from the Philippines. And I was just amazed at how they were toward their husbands. I mean, it was just crazy. Hey, and I sat down at the table. They hurried up and brought me some food. They began to fan the flies away. Says, oh, we are slaves.
Whoa. Yeah. You were eating food with the flies?
No. You know, the environment that's flies. They were trying to keep flies from landing on the food. I'm not eating their husband. And they
were taking care of you like
that? Yeah.
Yeah,
they were fanning. Were you
horny?
No, I couldn't get
horny. What? What the hell?
That was my buddy's wife. If they had to be my buddy's wife.
Might have been another situation.
Yeah. But what my point I'm making is that here in this country, you have women brag about what they ain't gonna do for their man. You know, but they want their man to be a man.
So let me ask you a question. I'm asking you a question because
go ahead, G-Man.
So, like, in a relationship, who you think, like, is it a 50-50 thing in a relationship?
I got a perfect answer for you.
Or is it the man? No. So I'm asking everybody. I'm gonna go around the table.
I got a perfect answer for you.
Is it the man's responsibility to take care of every single thing?
Hell no.
No. So I'm gonna start with you first, then.
Here's what happens.
No. You gotta give me a tutorial. You gotta give me
I got it. G-Man asked this question, y'all. Sometimes the hit may be on the woman. She may be at 90, and that man is at 10. And then it's time when he's at 50 and she's at 60.
No, so
he's at 100 and she's at 0.
So hold that.
Yeah.
As the man of the house, let me just go ahead and say this. As the man of the house, do you think the man of the house is supposed to pay 90%?
Hell no. Easily. I know the answer to that too. No. My wife and I, let me tell you something. Women today saying, I won't go 50-50 with a man. Good. Go pay 100% by yourself and see how that is. And I'll pay my 100% by myself. Hey.
All right, so that's your answer, right?
That's black women.
All right, so Nick, okay, so Wardell.
I'm like, when you think about it, man, in James' aspect, I think, again, in order for a relationship to work, you got to pour him 100%.
That's right.
You got to give 100.
That's right.
You can't give 70 and she give 30. You give 30, she get. You can't. You got to pour it in. But play to your. your strengths.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know, James, like I said, your strength is your finance and your ability to sit down and work numbers and make things happen. Mm-hmm. That's your strength.
Yeah.
She makes a better home than you make.
Yeah.
So again, you play to your strength.
Oh, yeah.
She played to her strengths. 100.
Yes.
That's yours.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, Rodolphe.
Yeah.
Yo, that question to you.
What was the question again?
Go ahead, G Man.
What the freak is going on?
How you up,
bro? No, I was listening for the zone that for a minute. There, my bad.
The question is that do you think that the
man should pay 100%, or should
pretty much be 50-50?
Yeah.
Oh no, I'm 50-50 all day. Yeah.
Don't be whispering, Rodolphe. What did you say?
Oh no, I said I'm 50-50 all day. I said no, I'm 50-50. Yeah.
Playboy,
but the 50-50 can be broke down differently. So if I'm doing if I got the house payment, then you can catch that power, that water, you know what I mean, internet.
Hey.
That should come up to that. Yeah.
Yeah, Rodolphe, we going to Gerard, but you wouldn't believe how many women now say, hell no, they ain't going 50-50. Go ahead, G-Man.
And Gerard?
Gerard?
Oh, me? 50-50. 50-50. Yeah.
I told you 50-50.
So, let me tell y'all this. Okay, so, in my relationship, I do 100% me. And let me tell you why I do 100% me.
You make a whole bunch of money, G-Man.
So I do 100% me is because it benefit me to have my extra check. You know what I'm saying? At first when I thought about it doing it, because I seen like my dad did it for his wife and my uncle did it for his wife and all that stuff like that. You know, I was like, man, but. Yeah. At first, it's a struggle because then you'll be broke.
Yeah,
you'll be broke. Yeah. You'll definitely be broke. But when I did 100% myself, I was able to actually like have an extra paycheck and a half because it's mine.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
After you don't pay the mortgage, you don't pay the light bill, and the only thing that you're asking your wife to do is just to, oh look, you pay the phone. I mean, you pay the phone bill. You pay. Grocery, you give us gas and all that stuff like that. You know what I mean? If you can do that stuff, look, and then when we go out on vacation, you pay for the family vacation and all this stuff like that, which gonna be $3,000-$5,000.
Yeah.
Look, easily.
Yeah.
If you do that, it works. You know what I mean? So what I end up doing a long time ago, it was easy for me to do that. And once I did that, I was able to have a paycheck and a half. You know what I'm saying? To myself.
Yeah.
Because, I mean.
You get yours hanging off top.
That's right. So, I mean, but it take a while to get there now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the 50-50 thing do work. But as me telling every single person who I love, all four of you guys right now, if you guys get an opportunity to actually do 100% yourself with the relationship, I'm telling you right now.
Hey.
Man, 3-4 years from now, that joker will work out. And, you know, you telling her, like, hey, you know the new phone coming out. You know, that's about $800. You know that grocery bill. You know what I'm saying? But if you do the 50-50 thing, now this is just me. That means that, hey, grocery bill, $300. You got your
$150?
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
G-Man makes a good point. I'm going to tell you this. When me and my wife got a house.
For me.
When me and my wife.
Let me say this.
Go ahead, G-Man.
Before you say anything, it just worked for me.
Yes, sir.
That's all. Not for anybody. Anybody. What worked for me, worked for me. I not to brag. I can buy me a $1,800 Gucci belt.
G-Man ain't hurting at all. Don't let him fool.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, let me tell y'all this. Me and my wife, I guess I figured I must have been 35 when we bought our home. So I said, damn, I'm going to be 6'5 before this house.
Damn, you paid. Old, man. You still old.
I said, I'm going to be 6'5 before this house is paid for.
Hey, look, bro, I need you to take that stuff off your head, man.
I ain't taking nothing off my head.
I can't do it no more. But you know what? No, no, go ahead. Go ahead and talk.
Hey, well, hey,
I interrupt.
What me and the boys are talking. What I'm saying.
I just keep looking to my left. I can't.
Leave it alone, G-Man. Hey, G-Man, do you
remember?
What?
I can't do it. G-Man,
do you remember when you asked me? You got to. You remember when you asked me about
that? I can't. Look. I'm.
Go ahead. Keep talking.
She growing.
Hey, anyway. Hey. Hey, anyway. Hey. I was 35 when me and my wife bought our home. We got a 30-year mortgage. And I remember thinking, man, I'm going to be 65 years old before it's paid for. And I didn't feel good about that, right? So, anyway, me and my wife, of course, I was working long before she ever got a job. But when she got a job, she paid half on our house payment. She paid a little bit on our light bill. She paid a little bit.
Did you know that she was doing that?
Huh? No. She paid half on the house payment. So I can't say, get out my house. So she said, you get out my house. But anyway, she paid half on the house payment. She paid a little bit. I figured our light bill would be $100. Mm-hmm. So I said, baby, you give me $50. Well, she gave me $50, but our light bill jumped from $100 to about $300.
Mm-hmm. But she still would give you the $50.
$50. All of them years, and up to this day, I still, well, even now I don't get that because she's retired. And I said, all right, babe, our water bill is $25. Give me, our water bill is $50. Give me $25. Our water bill averages out. Well, here's what I'm saying. Nothing worked out the way I thought it would. So I ended up paying the majority about light bill. Mm-hmm. I paid the majority of the water bill. We paid half and half on the house pay, but I always paid the house taxes and a lot of other stuff. In the end, it worked out good because I thought that I would be 65 at 52, y'all, because we worked together.
But you,
I was 52 when our house was paid off.
But let me ask one more question before we actually read.
13 years later,
do you think that us as men, we stick our foot in our mouth when we sit here and say, hey, we'll pay for everything?
Because once we say that, we allow
them to actually say, hey, now you remember now, you say you pay for everything.
Trust and believe, a woman will call your words back.
They will call your words back to you,
and they justify it because, again, it's your words.
Hey, they always
you
say,
said them.
You know what they say, my brothers? Don't ever pillow talk with your woman because they would hold it against you. So what I'm saying is this.
Any woman that sit, look, let me tell y'all right now. Any woman that
go ahead, G-Man.
Sit up in their beds, already in an L, and you laying down flat.
Don't pillow talk with her.
You better not pillow talk.
Hey. So G-Man is right. So what I'm saying is me and my wife, because we work together, even though I thought I'd be 65 when our house was paid off, I was 52.
Yeah.
When our house was paid off.
But you know, every situation is a little different because like each and every single one of us got different households.
We'll
work for Dell. Work for JP, work for Gerard. But you know, at the end of the day, is that, and I'm trying to educate some people on some stuff. So what I'm educating people on, like once you get married and all that stuff like that, look, a lot of people say, hey man, it's gonna be 50-50 street.
No, it don't work that way.
No, a lot of people say it's going to be 50. Mm. All right, so let me tell you something about 50-50 street. So what if she lose her job?
Hey, so G-Man asked a question. Whenever I bought my house.
What if she lose her job?
Me and my wife bought our house, I made a point mentality. Dale, we know the scripture say, what man builds a house? G- you know, to, without first adding up the cost. So I want to make sure I could handle everything by myself, even if she decided she didn't want to work anymore.
But you know, and I like what you said, but you know, the Bible states of a man being the man, the head of the household. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's what your blessing comes in.
That's the thing
about it is that, you know, the test of God is that when you get married and all that, he testing you to see if you actually your obligation is your obligation. You know what I'm saying? So if your obligation is like, man, bump that, I ain't like that shoot. I mean, look, I'm a 50-50 brother.
And let me get it right now.
Nothing wrong with that. 50-50. Yeah. Nothing is never ever wrong with that. Everybody's each to their own.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But like, what works for me, work for me.
Hey.
And we'll work for you, work for you.
Yes,
you know what I mean? Work for him. You know, work for him. But you know, at the end of the day, I'm just saying that what helped me is that once I actually did that, I'm telling you, once I actually did the 100%, man, shoot, man.
Hey, man,
the 100% worked out better for me than the 50-50.
Hey, y'all.
Because you know why I like the 50-50? Why it worked for me, I should say. Is that to your point? You remember how you just said that what if she lose her job or whatever? But you also gotta look at what if you lose your job? And what if you can't find a job?
So then at that point
for me is that what the 50-50 does for me is it allows me to have trust in you that I know that you can handle this. Because everybody gonna need help. You know what I mean? Along the way. So it's like, I know I got me and I know I can get us. But if we are a unit, that means if I go down, you gotta strap up and then get us through this as well. So I gotta have faith in you that you can hold us down. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
The same way she's gonna have it in knowing that I got us. So that's why for me, it's more so like because I'm more of a trust type person. So if I can't trust you to do something, it's not gonna really work for me personally. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's more like a fail safe.
We hear you, big guy.
Yeah, you know what? Just to elaborate on that, is that like, as a man, and let me just tell you this, we make it happen. Let me tell you this, when you say the 50-50 part, if you lose your job, guess what? At the end of the day, you ain't gonna let your family down. You ain't gonna let your relationship down. Let me tell you this. It might be a little bit different on the woman part. You know what I mean? Like, honey, I can't. I feel an application in this place. But guess what?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, we will take out loans to actually pay our bills. We will do this, we will do that. Yeah. Because guess what? Once again, we are the head of our household. And the only thing I gotta say to that part about the 50-50. When you said you disagree, I want you to understand the whole point of the matter. He didn't disagree. We all gonna disagree about the 50-50 thing and all that stuff like that. I know he didn't probably say that.
He did.
But the 50-50.
Oh no, I'm just saying just for me.
Yeah, but the 50-50 thing is that it's a, you know, it goes both ways. Cause like I said earlier, it's to each his own. You know what I'm saying? The understanding part of it is that what make your household happy will make your house. I'll let y'all know this right now. When you sit there and you do it for 10 years and all this stuff like that, you make sure the ends meet. Your kids, especially when you got kids.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness,
kids are
expensive.
Hey, you ain't gotta tell me.
But once they get their job and they don't depend on you no more, you see that money coming in. It's a totally different feeling.
Don't see them so much no more.
It's a totally different feeling. But one thing before you say anything, that's what I least is that life is just like we said earlier, like a box of chocolates.
Box of chocolates.
You know what I'm saying? And we get opportunity to actually like, hey, you know, like we as men, we get to be men in our house.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? We get to have kids in our house.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We get to establish like relationship with the wife and all that stuff like that and understanding.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So the respect level of the woman come from like when they see us doing this.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like
you're right.
Imagine somebody coming, you go into your wife
or your girlfriend and saying, hey, you got your $800 for our $1,600 a month rent.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, I had this to do. It's still going to fall on you to mm-hmm. actually yeah. give $100 or $200 if mm-hmm. you short. You know what I'm saying?
But hey, I was going to tell you, fellas, now we talked about this, but guess what? Now, I told you, I was 52 when me and my wife,
he's still old.
When me and my wife paid our house off. And I'll be 58 in a month. I'm old, and G-Man, I don't need that honey and what that other stuff you talking about. I can still get up there.
Oh, you want some turmeric?
I don't need no turmeric, no honey.
You got some turmeric. Look,
I even with all the blood pressure medicines, I take.
Bought some turmeric.
Hey, my brother, like yeah,
I can't tell no more.
I was at the doctor today. That's so good. My blood pressure wasn't too good, but it wasn't bad. So I take enough blood pressure medicine, but I'm all right.
No, you better be careful mixing that blood pressure medicine with you.
I better be careful mixing that blood pressure medication and coming around Dale and G-Man. I love him. But anyway, what I'm saying is at this point in my life, I'm almost 58.
Yeah.
And because, and yet, you know, I told you, I remember thinking to myself, man, I'm going to be 65 when our house is paid off. Well, my wife worked with me our house. When it was paid off, I was 52.
Dang, that's good.
That's yeah,
good.
That's 52, real good. I mean, 52 years old.
And you need me to
go ahead, G-Man. I don't need you to do that, G-Man.
You want to refinance your house to me?
Hell no. I told her, hey, don't you let nobody come in. No snake on salesman sell you nothing. Don't buy nothing. Don't lend to them. Run them out the house.
Well, go ahead and finish.
Anyway,
my bad.
So now at this point, guess what? My baby's retired. She ain't hit a lick in about 3 years because she's older than me. She don't pay nothing, but now guess what? Everything's on me, but the house is paid off.
That's the biggie, though.
Yes, sir.
That is that's a major.
So, hey, I don't mind. I'm like, hey, you got your little bills. You take care of them. I got everything else. And even things of hers that she normally have, I tell you. For instance, I always let her pay her own car insurance. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I pay her car insurance. You know, I pay the property tax. I pay the light bill. I pay the water bill, you know. So, but I'm saying, so as G-Man said, it works differently for everybody. You got to know what you can do and what she can do. And so, but I'm appreciative of that. As a matter of fact, if it wasn't for her, our house wouldn't have been paid off as early.
That's right. That's right. So it worked in both ways.
Exactly. Main conversation this time, G-Man? Did we get off of it?
Nope.
We haven't.
Nah, because we were just casually talking. But I will say this, though. So, like, I think the 50-50 may not be coming off. So when I say 50-50, for me, it's not every bill is bust down the middle. So it's like... So if the mortgage is $2,000, so to speak, I'm paying that, right? The only thing I want now, you cover the utilities, right? You gonna cover the internet. Now we already know that's not gonna be $1,000, you know. So, but it's like you covering you gotta have something. There is something that you got something. You know what I mean?
Road dog.
Yeah.
I'm more with you. Everybody's different. I ain't mean to interrupt you, but everybody's different. Hey, Steve, did I talk to you earlier about Steve Harvey saying what a woman brings to the table? She's able to make a man. She is the table with his simp self. I love Steve Harvey, the businessman, but I hate Steve Harvey, the relationship man. After all, Steve Harvey's been divorced, I know, twice and married three times. Mm-hmm. He ain't Steve Harvey. If he can tell me about how to make money out of this, but Steve Harvey can't tell me a damn thing about women. You know, because I guarantee you I got more experience with women than he do. Anyway, so everybody's different. And but now what we have today is even in our marriage situation, you got women here in the Western world. That means Great Britain, the Western world, Europe, the United States saying, I ain't doing 50-50 with no man. They think they can go out here and buy wigs, buy fake fingernails, get BBLs, big, what, is that the Brazilian butt lifts, my brother? And do all what they want with their money.
No, DBL. DBL. Yeah, Drake butt lift.
Drake, why is Drake butt lift for Drake?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, my brothers, and then the man is supposed to be traditional. But now, if I'm a single man, I'll live by myself.
Well, you know what? And that's the way that, like, society got it set up right now. Because, like, in if you think about Atlanta, Charlotte, and Texas, and they got it set up in a way that these women are
witchcraft.
Like, no, not witchcraft.
I say it's witchcraft. What you saying? What you get?
No, but what they're saying is that these women are saying that there's not no guy that can actually take care of them.
I ain't gonna take care of them. They can take care of
them. So that's why you have these women that got these very, very good jobs, man. Mm-hmm. They actually take very, very good of themselves.
Hey, they can continue thinking and they can take care of me. Hey, G-Man, I mean that. I ain't joking. If I was a single man, they can take care of me, pay the bills. Since they got these good jobs, make the big money. Come on, G-Man.
Yeah.
They take care of me. What you think about it, Road Dog? They can take care of me. Hell, I stand out and take care of the kids. Cook the food, make the bed, mop the floor, tweet.
We can do that.
They're with me. We can do it. Ain't nothing to do it.
We can do that.
So, yeah, we got women now that because they make a little bit of money. Men don't care about that. Men don't care if you got a college education. Men are different. We are two different breeds.
We're wired different.
Women love to bring up the achievements. Men don't care about your achievements. Men care about how you treat them. Men care about respect.
You know what? That is right. I mean, because at the end of the day, man, so think about this. I mean, I'm glad you said that. So you said that I pay all your bills, but you totally disrespect me.
You say that.
Yeah, what, G-Man? You ain't going to pay them bills too long, G-Man. You'll cut off quick. I know you as my friend and Dale as my friend. Mug ain't going to disrespect
you. You know why we won't cut off? I'm telling you why we won't cut off. Because it's the person that in us won't allow them to suffer.
No.
And because guess what end up happening?
Yeah.
Because they're going to end up suffering.
Yeah, true.
Because guess what? You go to the table and you tell, you, go ahead, bro.
But now listen, you're right, 100%. Because we don't want them to suffer.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, we're not, our needs aren't getting met, but they're getting theirs taken care of.
Deep question.
What options are on the table? Because now some, I'm not going to have her needy. I'm not going to have her out on the street.
Yeah.
But she's not meeting my needs.
Yeah. Y'all hear that, fellas?
Do I find me a side piece?
Well, no. She better be ice cream man selling. She better be ice cream man selling ice cream. And what I mean by that, she better be selling push pops and all that stuff. Because she's going to have to.
Hey, Gerard,
you hear what I'm saying?
Hey, dog, you know, that's a good question, fellas.
Like I said, at the end of the day, we love them enough not to see them needy. But
do you really want to see somebody else? I mean, do you really want your woman to actually be with somebody else?
No, I'm saying we're not giving her any reason to see somebody else.
But I'm saying, go ahead, bro.
I ain't got nothing to say. You got a lot to say. Hey, my brother, you got me leaning on you. I asked you, this is the fifth time I'm gonna ask you, take whatever you got on your head off.
I don't know what this is called, a traditional African.
Hey, I love you, man. I'm gonna tell you, I think you need a commercial break right about now. Every time, look, let me tell you guys, the Negro is picking on me.
Every time I look to my left, I gotta see this.
I like it,
dude. You like me looking
through the ball that you pick out. I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh man.
Hey, but you know sense of like I'm gonna share a story with you guys. And my uncle taught me this long time ago. He said that, like, if you got a woman that come in the house and she said, "Hey, I paid this, that, and that," let her do that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you never ever, I mean, y'all get married, she already said, she already got it made up that she gonna pay this and that.
Let her pay.
You know what I'm saying? He said, if she said, we gonna do everything 50-50, let her do everything 50-50.
He's right.
You know what I'm saying? Because he said, if you open your mouth first,
that's
on
you. You got to do it.
That's on you.
You got to do it.
So him and his wife did the 50-50 thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They did the 50-50 thing.
Your uncle was very smart.
He passed away, but he
very smart.
But
he
did the 50-50 thing, and it worked out for him. And the only reason why it worked out for him, because they had that conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Some of us, I gotta say this, some of us sit there and say, hey, babe, you keep your money, and I'll pay everything.
And G-Man, there's nothing wrong with that. But we've gotten back on that. Like I told you, me and my wife, I can't say we split the bills, because I paid the majority.
95.
And I realized, G-Man, it was 95. But I paid a lot more than my wife, fellas. So I paid a lot more than my wife. So when I found out that our light bill wasn't going to be $100, but $300, and she was only paying $50, guess what? I paid $250.
Yeah.
You know, and
told her that she only had to pay a certain amount.
Yeah. Okay. And so, G-Man, so now that she's retired, and she's been retired several years now, and I'm still working, this should just show you some things how it ought to be. She's like, baby, you know, she's eligible for her Medicare. Mm-hmm. Not Medicaid, Medicare at 65. Mm-hmm. I looked into it. It's going to cost her $175 a month. She's like, baby, what I need to do? I said, boy, Part A is free. You got, y'all, for those that ain't getting up there like me and Odell and G-Man, we getting up there.
Whoa.
G-Man,
now,
No,
never ever include me in conversation
with Dale.
You and Dale together. Y'all picture both y'all ages. Y'all over 200.
And other boys and fellas getting up there.
Y'all
too.
Over 200. Hey, y'all picture,
but
look,
anyway,
you 100, he 100.
Well, anyway, G-Man, old ass. I didn't mean to say that. Hey,
you
anyway,
my
brother.
Look, you a little dirty dog.
I am an atomic dog. So what I did. We on this subject, they automatically enroll you in Medicare at 65. So automatically enroll my wife a little bit. Anyway, I said, no, baby. Part B, and they got all these other parts, Dale. I don't know if you're familiar with it. Part B is one, is prescription drugs. Part D is something else. I said, Part A is hospitalization. I said, no, you still on my, here's what we're going to do. That way you ain't got to pay that. I'm going to keep you on my insurance while I'm still working. Mm-hmm. And send that card back, and then just keep her on Part A. Part A is hospitalization. Part B, prescription drugs. No. Part B is physicians. Part D is prescription. It's crazy. Anyway, so I say, hey, so
is it gonna be a cost at the end of the day?
Yep. Cost for everything after Part A, she's got to pay. I said, babe, Part A is free for you. I'll just keep on my insurance. And I done some research. They say you can keep, if the spouse is still working, he can keep on his insurance. That won't be any kind of penalty.
It'll be cost efficient.
Yep, cost efficient. Mm. So my wife is still on my insurance. With everything else.
And she's on your insurance
with
her Part A.
Part A. Gotcha. And until I decide, you know, hey, no, baby, get me. And I'm saying
would it be cheaper? Well, again, she's 65 now. She got access to insurance. But like I say, with me, I'm considering leaving early.
Mm-hmm.
I had to find me some Obama or somebody care.
And
until
Obama, his fund. Did y'all see the Democratic National Convention? Did you watch that? President Obama talked about that. He said that his program is working. He said, so now they no longer call it Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They call it something else.
Yeah, because it's working. It's a good program. It's cheap. But here's the thing. The Obamacare program would be good for you if you retire.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cheap. I got a good buddy of mine that I worked with for over 20 years. He told me that the only thing he paid because he had no insurance was about $100-something a month. Uh-huh. And he got everything that he got, telling me everything he had. Yeah.
And $100 a month for that kind of coverage. That's a good deal.
Man, they take probably $200-something a week for me and my wife. What y'all conspiring on? Ain't mess with you up there. Boys getting quiet on me, fellas.
That's what you said about me and you. You ain't gotta ask
us. You time. the boys getting quiet on me, Gerard. Bro, dog, I'm getting up. I'm getting up.
Oh no.
And they looking at each other, they ain't looking at me.
Nobody got time to look at you. The only reason why nobody got time to look at you is because what you got on your head. What is that?
I told you what it was.
It's an African hairdress.
Can you take it off for a minute?
Hell no.
Oh, shit.
Let me tell y'all this, man. So this is me being honest. So as of tonight,
what you got there? Huh? I ain't messing with you in there.
You ain't messing with me?
No.
Why not?
I didn't say it.
I mean, can I take that stuff off your
head? No, sir.
Why not?
I ain't there. About the only way you can get off my head.
No, y'all can keep talking.
Hey,
oh, this right here.
Yeah. So my brothers, what was the subject? See, G-Man made me forget what I was talking about. That's what happened when you get old.
Oh, no, we just random conversation. Just any and everything go.
Okay. Hey. So anyway, my brother, we were talking about 50-50. So, Road Dogg, Gerard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like this. Hey, if you're a single man, hey, here's what I tell men now at 58 years old. Here's what I tell men. Don't move in with no woman. You stay in your own place. And I know I'm right, because unlike us, a woman will tell you to get out in a minute. She'll put your butt out. But we're not like that.
I had to wake her up.
You know, men ain't gonna be quick to get emotional and say, hey, get the hell out. But women would tell a man to get the hell out in a minute. So I tell these young guys that are living with females, hey, bro, get your own place. Don't be living with, I love females, women, because I got a woman, but get your own place. Don't live on them, because the first time they get mad and they get emotional, they'll tell you get the hell out.
Yeah.
And I know I'm right, bro. I've seen it too many times. But us men are not like that. We won't hold that against them, but they'll tell a man and a man get the hell out. So I tell the young man all the time, don't check up, get your own place. And as a man, he should have his own place anyway.
Okay.
As a man, he should have his own place anyway. But one of my best friends told me he was living here with a woman. He told me he was living with his woman. He went out and they fell out and he got mad and got in his truck and they left. He said when they went to come back, he went to unlock the door and open the door to go in. And she slammed the door on his finger. He said he was calling and telling him. She would tell him he couldn't come in. He was begging her just to open the door and let his fingers out.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. What I'm saying is that even if you got to live with a woman, why not go, and you're not married to her, why not 50-50?
So you're going to have to actually decide. If
you
why not 50-50? And I don't know if I told you, going back to Steve Harvey.
It's timing. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That's what I did. Steve Harvey talks about the woman, but... I'm telling men, you are the prize. Hey, I want you fellas to think. Every woman I dated before I got married, she did not improve my life. But every woman that I married, I improved her life, meaning that every her life was upgraded as long as she was with me. But my life wasn't upgraded, which meant she done much better because when she had issues, she had a man better take care of. And so society got it twisted. They got it backwards. They saying that men are the pride. I mean, women are the pride. But hell no, men are the pride. We've always been the pride. What are little boys made of? I can't remember. It wasn't nothing good. Spiders,
good. Yeah,
spiders and
good.
Snails and
puppy dog tails.
Purple dog. Hell no. And what are girls made of? Sugar and spice and everything nice. And 75% of the ones I met ain't got nothing spicy or nice in them. Now what you think you're conspiring on?
Well, you know what I was listening to you guys' conversation. I think that was one of the best conversation that you ever had tonight.
You think so?
It was long. It was long. It was efficient.
So once we were able to, you delivered. I'm taking.
Hey, Pastor Boys, I don't know what I'm doing with these two right here.
So you were able to deliver on the conversation.
I don't believe what they're saying, but I
wasn't even. I didn't even interrupt you because guess what?
Because you were talking.
No, you were talking. You were making sense.
Damn, you were talking to them.
Wait a minute, you were making. I heard you. Bro.
I heard you.
Your relationship with your wife, like I said, it works for you.
Let me tell you what I heard. The most important.
But I heard you.
When you, I heard that you said something about when you were the correctional officer that somebody was trying to squeeze your butt. One of the ladies. Is that true? No, did you talk about that?
No.
Oh, I apologize. I missed the whole conversation.
Yeah.
I apologize, bro.
You ought to.
I apologize. You know, let me tell you guys this.
Yep.
And we got a message on there.
That's the first one, but you see, you didn't try it out.
No, I just seen that.
That's the first message.
Seen, that's the second message.
You didn't try it out.
To me?
Mm-hmm. Hey, damn. I don't know what I'm doing with you, G-Man.
No, we were sitting up here having a conversation.
Y'all having a good conversation. I was listening.
You know?
Yeah.
Tell me what I said.
I don't know. I was listening. I was in these big roads in the talk.
We got
help us. Yeah.
Hey, Gerard.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. He already gone. Dub already left. That message was from like an hour ago.
Oh, man.
Ah, shoot. Sorry.
No, it wasn't. It was almost an hour.
Y'all G-Man's fault.
You know, I mean, we got to make our listeners
feel like, no,
yes, sir, Dad.
You stop us. Look, at we got a message.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Man, you cut us off. We can start rambling.
Look, you cut us off. Look, Gerard, you gonna have to sit there and say, hey, hold your mule.
That's it. Hold your mule.
You normally do that. You let them say,
hey. Look, another sign, you'd be like, hey, man, I'm cutting meat, so be quiet. I'm cutting this meat.
That's the meat cut.
That's the meat cutter. You can say Yeah, he can say he's slinging the meat around.
Hey. I don't know about
it. Here we go.
Look,
here we go.
Gerard is slinging a lot of meat. It's a lot of angry women in East Spring and Lancaster and Kershaw because of Gerard.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
I was going to tell him, be mindful, but he went that way.
Yeah.
He went that direction.
Don't do that. I know I didn't.
Almost made it.
No, I didn't.
He dropped lobster tail like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot.
But like I didn't do nothing.
Kirk Dog, he sprang in Lancaster.
Tri-City.
All Lancaster County. Yeah. Tri-City.
Tri-City.
Yeah, all of it Lancaster County.
Yeah.
We got you, Gerard. We over here.
Well.
Over here.
I was gonna say this for my final thought when the show ended, but I'm gonna go ahead and put this on y'all mind right now. 15,000 people have been tested positive for HIV in South Carolina.
Hey, wow, that's a lot of people. I ain't got that to worry about, though. I'm good.
Hey, Gerard, that just shows you that. That just shows you that if you're unmarried, that you still need to use precautionary measures if you're out here and you're going to have sex.
Well, guess what? The saddest part about it is that HIV, HNV, PVC, TVC, they all going to add up to AID.
What's AID? That's AIDS. Yeah. So it pays to steal. Hey,
wrap that rascal.
Hey, yeah. Hey, the football.
If you ain't got a condom, use damn saran wrap.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Antonio Brown.
Rubber glove.
Yeah, I mean, because half of these girls gonna think that they gonna be like, oh, he didn't get circumcised. He got saran wrap. I'm trying to
that. Yeah, yeah. Hey.
You
never
used saran wrap before?
No, G-Man,
you used saran
wrap. I wasn't that poor. You wouldn't bought
you a condom.
I wasn't that poor. It would all make $3.35 an hour, brother. Whoa. I wasn't that poor.
Whoa.
G-Man, you asked the question.
Which one?
The last time when we all hung up here.
Come out. Oh, when it was me, you, and Ro.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all was on. Yeah, y'all was on another planet that day. both y'all was drunk.
Hey, Gerard. Look, Gerard was sitting there.
Huh? I'm good.
Gerard was sitting there, he was looking at it, it was open already. JP, go ahead, when the sex symbol talk, you gotta be quiet. I took that time, you can't take that time unless I surrender.
You don't surrender.
I ain't
surrendered up.
You know what?
Well, I am the sex symbol. Gerard is the playboy.
What do you call it?
Hadouf. Road dog is the road dog.
Take the Hadouf.
Dale is the philosopher and the smooth one.
And what G-Man is?
G-Man is hell. I don't know why. G-Man is hell.
So, let me tell y'all this. Gerard sat here. And Ro and I was in there. And Gerard was, he was drinking. He was drinking. Yeah, but he was taking his time. Ro said, I can't wait for your ribs no more. He said, I gotta go. Hey, Gerard, you remember that? He said that?
He laughed, you great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I didn't even realize that the rib still was cooking. I supposed to have been taking the ribs off. But we were sitting there having
a good time. Hey, you fellas.
No, we were sitting there having a good time and all that stuff like that. And all of a sudden, Rose said he had to pull us, Gerard had to pull him aside the road to the gas station.
Yeah.
And tell a story, brother.
Who you want to tell?
He know the story. If he don't know the story, guess who know the story?
The player
Gerard. Gerard was driving. Gerard doing the story. I don't think they're gonna tell it.
You ain't
gonna tell it.
Oh, I thought Ro muted up.
You did what?
Oh no, he ain't saying nothing.
No, he ain't gonna say nothing. You know why?
It happens. Life comes at you fast. That's all I'm gonna say. Life comes at you fast. That's all. That's all I got.
And Gerard was taking care of him.
Yeah, hey. Yes, sir.
Well, I'll tell you this, man. Look, and out of all fun and jokes, I love having a good
time. Yeah.
We love having a good time and all that stuff like that. And then I think that sometimes the older you become, your tolerance level is not
changes.
There no
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
That's why it's important to enjoy yourself because it ain't.
And somebody I know, and not calling no name, somebody I know, he bought 24 something and he bought some liquor and him and I just went crazy.
Went in. Mm-hmm.
Gerard was sitting there. He was just looking at me and him go in. Right, Gerard?
What y'all bought 24 something, my bro?
Yeah.
24 something. What you mean?
Ro brought 24 different kind of stuff.
No.
And him and I attacked him. Hey, Gerard. With y'all. Gerard, tell him.
Yeah.
Ro would tackle every single day.
I am glad I would. Dale, I'm glad I was with
you. And Gerard looked at us. Sick as I could be. Hey, let me tell you the last thing. Gerard was walking
out.
Gerard laughed. Gerard
smiled. He know better.
Look,
Gerard, you like me. You know, hey, them cats are old knowing. I'd have been sick as a dog.
Yeah, we went out and then
24 different. Dale, I get sick on two or three different things.
No, we.
Man, ain't no
way. Hey, Ro.
Yeah, I had what you got. Yeah, I hadn't even. Well, I hadn't eaten a day and a half.
And that's a
day and a half.
Hey, yeah, it was like a day and a half since I ate anything.
Well, I had the ribs for I had chicken for Gerard and all that stuff like that. So Gerard ate his the ribs.
The chicken. Did ever
get? No, Gerard ate his chicken, but guess
what? The ribs never got cooked.
The rib got cooked like an hour later. Bro said, I can't wait for the ribs. And next thing you know, him and Gerard, they jump in the truck and they laugh, right? And the next morning, I was feeling kind of feverish. I was like, man, what is this fever in my stomach? That wasn't a good feeling. But yeah, we had that particular night, we had a good time.
Yeah, I bet you did.
We had a good time.
Yeah.
But what we're gonna do is that we're gonna get all of it 2 weeks from now, because you're off on Saturday now.
Yeah.
Friday. Change the schedule again.
Change the schedule.
See, you say I'm off good today, on Saturday. Tomorrow and Sunday.
So Gerard and Rowe
got to work Friday, Saturday. You know, I used to be off just Friday.
Yeah.
Whenever you guys are available 2 weeks from now, we can do something here, JP House.
Yeah, well, it don't matter. Come to my house. We here now. Come on down there, everybody. Hey. How would be able to broadcast? Would that be good too?
So
we get broadcast.
Yeah.
Without the issue,
we shouldn't have no issue.
Whatever. Yeah,
right, Gerard.
Yeah.
Because Gerard, when we enrolled, when we at JP House, do we have any issue?
Oh. No.
Yeah.
I don't remember. No, I don't think so. No.
It rolls straight through.
Yeah, we've been finding that man.
So if you guys are available 2 weeks from now on the Saturday, what? How early?
You know I'm off Friday, Saturday. So.
I know, but I give you that. Yeah, but how early?
I got it early. 4:30.
Early to bed.
4:00.
And then we gotta wait till Ro get off and then Gerard get off.
Now, if we're gonna cook, I'll start early. If we're gonna fry some stuff, if we're not gonna fry anything, I can buy. So 4:30.
I forgot to tell you this.
She'd be off really.
What are we gonna do? We're gonna hang up. Once we get off, we gonna get on the conference call together.
You need to say something to these viewers, G Man, because you know they love to hear from you. Before.
You want me telling this?
Tell them something because you always got some crazy.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Real quick. Real quick, at some point, and I guess we're going, whenever we do a conference call, we're going to talk, I guess, finalize everything. But we're going to do like an appreciation show. This was Rose's idea because we in the last what 24 hours we picked up like
3 different places. Yeah, 3 different places with 41 downloads.
Yeah. So yeah, we had I mean the ones that we picked up are in the United States, but we got like Pineville, North Carolina, Springfield, Ohio. What was the other one, Rose? Sandston, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's in Virginia. So we picked up, we picked up a spot in Virginia. So we want to show appreciation to all the places. Yeah.
You already said Fort Worth, didn't you?
I guess what we need to come up with a good subject, something to talk about for that appreciation.
So we got those many people listening at us?
Yeah.
You said Fort Worth, too,
that
right?
was in the last 24 hours. Wow. Yeah, and also Fort Worth, Texas. So it's like, all this happened in the last 24 hours. Well, I'm going to say, in the last 24 hours.
Yes, sir, my brother. Sounds good.
Bad fellas, like I said, we appreciate you guys. And again, like I said, for everybody that listens to us, I know for some of you that don't quite get us, we love one another. We just sharing thoughts. And again, for those that are listening, we thank you, man, from the bottom of our hearts. We thank you.
And you know, the most important thing is that it's not that when people hear us go back and forth, it's because we got to get the understanding of the other individual.
Yeah. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? There's no disrespect to nobody here. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But it's a...
I'm just gonna ask. I thought you was finished.
No, I know you just
take I apologize.
I try to take your title, but you said nah. The only person
don't need that title. You sex symbol. Will not my title.
Will you chain
that? I need my title.
Will you chain that, man? You got your chest. Why we gotta keep every time I lift my leg?
I showed the chest today. I figured it's gonna be cool tonight. So fellas, I was buttoned up tonight.
Man, love you guys, man. Love you guys. Man, this is really, really good, man. That we are able to conversate and have a good time, you know?
That is true.
So next week topic with Gerard and Roe is that how to be a player on the Himalaya.
Y'all see, that's the topic.
No, I just made that up.
I'm sorry, I can't be here.
No, you won't be here, but you'll be here the week after.
Yes, sir, I'll be back with you.
Oh, yeah, I sent y'all the witch call in the
room. Those are the updated numbers right now. That doesn't like, because we already got downloads for the show that we just did earlier. So those numbers are gonna jump when I upload this show tonight. So we'll know the final weekend numbers. We'll have those by tomorrow night or Sunday.
Hey, fellas, we appreciate it.
I want to go to Ecuador.
Hey, I'm telling you, I ain't been to Ecuador.
There's some whores in Ecuador.
No, that's a good one. You got to remember.
On that note, do y'all have any final thoughts before we close out?
Like I said, man, we just, again, thanks to the listeners.
Yeah.
And appreciate you two for God setting us up and making it so.
God. There's holes in the house.
Yes, sir.
Holes in the house. There's a holes in the house.
Bro, JP, you got any final thoughts?
Yes, sir, my brother. Hey, love
there's
you guys.
There's holes in the house.
I'm trying to ignore G-Man. Hey, love you, fellas. We enjoyed the show.
Let me give a final thought.
G-Man ain't gonna be outdone.
I'm gonna give a Jerry Springer, Marty Corporate.
He can't even say the name right, fellas. So, it's poor bitch.
So, let me just tell every single person this.
Tell them, G-Man.
So,
G-Man, you gotta stop being so smooth now. Because you know the females always fall for you. You better quit.
So, sometime when I think about life, I think about
G-Man.
1 + 1
equals 2.
Equal 2, right?
But when they hear this voice right here, guess what they think about?
What do they think about, G-Man?
They think about the eggplant. And that's what I have to say tonight. In the words of Cali Girl, ha, ha, ha.
That's a Cali song. Cali song like that. Fella, I don't know what
got. Bro, you got any final thoughts?
The only thing I can think of is when the wind blows north, mildew will drop southeast. Mm-hmm. So be careful of the drip.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You got that right, brother.
Yet again, I'm so confused. What does that even mean?
Hey,
yeah.
Gerard.
I got,
no,
yeah.
Appreciate you, fellas. I'm
so low.
And on that word, G-Man out.
JP is out.
Dale.
And
Dale the philosopher is out.
And like I said, we appreciate everyone that listened and everyone that will be listening to this episode later on tonight. We'll be back next Friday night, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, this is Run and Tell That Podcast. And over here, we don't worry about the fuck-ass numbers on TikTok. We just worry about our numbers over here. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And I'm out.
All right. Yeah.